It's Marketplace Tech for Tuesday the 28th. I'm Ben Johnson. Following the terrorist attack on Parliament last week, the British government now wants tech companies to provide more access to the encrypted communications of terror suspects. Example, the shooter in London used WhatsApp to communicate just a few minutes before the attack. British Home Secretary Amber Rudd told the BBC about the reason for this Thursday's meeting with tech companies.
It used to be that people would steam open envelopes or just listen in on phones when they wanted to find out what people were doing legally through warrantry. But on this situation, we need to make sure that our intelligence services have the ability to get into situations like encrypted WhatsApp.
Thomas Ridd is a professor in the Department of War Studies at King's College London. Thomas, thank you for talking with us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
So is this something that WhatsApp could do for the government, even if it wanted to?
So encryption protects usually a communication between a company and a user. So if you're, you know, doing shopping on Amazon.com, that's an encrypted connection, and your transaction is protected from third parties. Some applications like WhatsApp or iMessage encrypt end-to-end, so between you, if I send you a message, and me, and Apple can't look inside.
Do you think the comparison is apt here between warrants for tapping phones or steaming envelopes so that the government can get in and take a peek and the kind of messaging we're doing now with digital apps like WhatsApp?
We really have to put this into historical perspective. And in some ways, the steaming envelopes analogy is working actually against the UK government. Why? Agencies like GCHQ, which is the UK counterpart to the NSA, traditionally were intercepting communications at the midpoint. You know, literally sticking an antenna into the air and listening to radio waves, microwaves flying past. But what we're seeing today with phones and applications being encrypted on the device is that you have to get to the endpoint. You have to hack a phone or somebody's computer or literally stand next to them. And that arguably is where things are headed, away from the midpoint towards the endpoint.
But what would you say to those who would say, okay, well, the government could learn more about a terrorist attack that might lead to the prevention of other terrorist attacks?
There are people in the United Kingdom, in government, and even in the intelligence community, who seem to think that new legislation, known as the Investigatory Powers Bill, would bring back lost capabilities, would bring back the ability to read terrorists' messages. So that's just not going to happen. The train has left the station. Mm. Even if Apple cooperates, even a moderately sophisticated terrorist can simply use another app that is still end-to-end encrypted and where the UK government cannot listen in. So the discussion is really, it's really behind its time in some ways.
Thomas Ridd, he is a professor in the Department of War Studies at King's College London. Thomas, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
By the way, we alerted you last week to the fact that Congress was on the brink of making it a heck of a lot easier for internet service providers to see, collect, and sell all of your behavior online. The House votes on this bill today. If it passes, President Trump is expected to sign it. Many companies and open internet supporters oppose it. If you want more information, we've posted something on Facebook.com/MarketplaceTech. All right, let's talk about Facebook Marketplace. No relation. It is a feature that is supposed to be almost a Craigslist killer where you can trade or sell items inside of Facebook. So why isn't Facebook Marketplace taken off like a rocket? Well, Katie Natopoulos of BuzzFeed has some opinions, strong ones. Katie, you'd think Facebook would be amazing at this. It knows what I like, what my friends like, and it should be able to match us together to trade goods, right?
In theory, yes. What it can do is it uses your basic information that it already knows about you, things that you've liked, like pages and things, and it learns based on what you click on within Marketplace. However, someone from Facebook confirmed to me that the way that they are tailoring information towards you and what you see when you open Marketplace, it's not based on those same things that are your ad preferences.
Why not? Why doesn't it do that?
It would probably work better if it did. I mean, I think in a lot of ways, the stuff people are selling is much less nuanced than what advertisers want to sell. I think that if you wanted to sell a used couch and you're just like, hey, I just want to get rid of my couch, man. Not that you would be responsible for actually targeting it yourself, but I think most people wouldn't even know how to begin to target something as basic as a couch.
Why do you think Craigslist works so well?
I think that what people love about Craigslist is there is a little bit of, like, you're going to get surprised. Like, it's not just a place to get a slightly discounted coffee table. It's a place where you might be able to get some really awesome, cool, unique thing, as well as a slightly discounted coffee table.
Katie Natopoulos, senior editor at BuzzFeed. Katie, nice to chat with you.
It was great to talk to you, too.
And one of my favorite actually on television game shows of all time.
Hi, we're going to 45th and 3rd, please.
It featured unsuspecting taxi riders, a techie Technicolor inside taxi roof, and this guy.
You guys are in the Cash Cab. It's a TV game show that takes place right here in my taxi.
Shut up.
According to The Hollywood Reporter, the show is coming back later this year. The taxi drivers will be celebrities. No word on an official host yet. Ben Bailey is the former host. No mention of Uber or Lyft either. Disrupt that, ride-hailing apps. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.